bringing the island's community together.
Now, Jonathan Bacon's in.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good afternoon, even.
Good afternoon, yes. Now, look, the reason why Jonathan's in, I've got to explain this first of all to the listener. Why are you talking to somebody political at this time? Originally, this conversation was going to take place, and it was after what was... we were hoping, or I was hoping, that we would get a situation with the schools, an outcome. Okay. Yes, we have an outcome, and you were going to come in and you were going to talk about what the future is. Yeah. And obviously, it didn't work out as many people thought that it would. So now we're not back to square one, but we're in a situation that perhaps needs explaining, but without the politics. And the reason why we can't talk about politics is because, believe it or not, we are, you know this, we're in a period of...
pre-election.
Pre-election.
So parish and town council elections coming up on the 1st of May, and therefore all... media broadcasters have to be careful what they say so they're not supporting one view or another.
Pressure. So, we're going to tiptoe our way through this bit because what I didn't want to do was, you know, invite you in to talk about something that, and then we just... I don't want to make it look like we're just shoving it under the carpet because I don't want to. So, where are we?
Being... as I will do my absolute best to be non-political. There's an awful lot of politics went on last week, but we won't talk about that. You referred to, are we back to square one? I think we're back to square minus one, to be quite frank, because the whole process was about there being too many places in primary schools on the island for the number of pupils that are coming through because of the declining birth rate. We have probably about 10, very rough terms, 10,000 places and 7,000 pupils filling those. The problem is that schools are funded per pupil. So if you have too few pupils spread across too many schools, the schools are, as a whole, underfunded. The proposals that were being made were to try and cure that problem, to start the cure to that problem. What has happened has meant that the problem has not been cured, and frankly, the problem's going to get worse because the birth rate is declining. Those spare places in schools are going to increase, so schools are going to find themselves increasingly difficult to balance their budgets. We know we've now got a situation where the primary school system as a whole will go into deficit next year across the board. And the real problem with that is because on the island we have essentially the worst education standards in the country. We're bottom of pretty much every league table you can mention. We need to address that as an island. I'm not talking politically there. I mean, as a community, it is important we have the best possible education for children. They are our future. But if you don't have the money to do that, you've got no chance of improving educational standards. So we've got a situation now where, because of a few other changes that are going on in the council, the next opportunity to do this, even if things are started again pretty swiftly, as essentially they have to be, you will not get a solution for 2 years now. And that means you've got 2 years where the primary school system is going to struggle massively. I would not be surprised, I'm not trying to be a doomsayer here, but I would not be surprised if some schools financially go to the wall. And in the middle of all that, children are not going to be getting the education they need because schools are just going to be trying to balance the books. That's going to become their primary focus, as it is across a lot of the schools at the moment. And educational standards, they're not going to improve. I'm seriously worried they're going to diminish even further. We can't go... we're at the bottom of the table already. They're going to have to make a bigger table so we can slip down even further down. I really fear that is what is going to happen because of what didn't happen last week.
Can we just point out that this is the numbers aren't political. They're factual.
These are factual, yeah.
Yeah, because the numbers were explained to me last year when the team from the council, who again aren't political, they were, you know, drafted in to put this report together, put things together and so on, and worked incredibly hard on this. And in some cases, they got an awful lot of stick and abuse in some cases as well, which is kind of sad, because these people, all they want to do is create a system that actually works and will benefit the young people, but more importantly, work for the future, setting it up, you know, for the future, for things to improve. That's it in a nutshell. And sadly, we're at, as you put it, -1. And I just look at this now and think it's very sad that that's where we are. So where do we? What happens now? What is the procedure now?
In all honesty, I don't know. I refer to changes at the council as some people out there who are interested in the political system on the island know that the way the council runs itself is changing from a cabinet system to a committee system. We could have a very long talk about that, but people would be falling asleep. But it means that's coming in late May. And really, until that happens now, until that new system is constituted, I honestly don't know how the bigger problem that's now being created is going to be picked up. It has to be picked up. It can only be picked up now at that point. So we're just shuffling our shoes until then. And then, well, we wait and see. I will start to be political if I say what I think ought to happen, so I'm not going to do that. But as I say, we are in a gap at the moment because of that change that's coming about, and it's partly because of that gap of time that the knock-on effect of that is that any solution that starts to be developed starting in May, June will not have time, because of all the stages you have to go through, all the process you're required to go through, that will not be able to have an impact at least until September 27.
So is it safe to say that we had this opportunity to put the future down and, you know, put something in place, but that's now on hold? But while it is on hold, things will get worse.
Yeah, schools still have to operate, children still have to be educated. The resources to improve the quality of that education, what can be provided, are less and less because there are fewer and fewer pupils. Let's say if you've got a school and it's got, being very simplistic, it's got 50 students in instead of 100. You've still got to pay the bills, you've still got to pay the rates, the heating, the lighting, all that sort of thing. That isn't affected by the number of pupils you have in there. And so all there's a sort of base level of expenditure. And then what you've got left out of your half-full school from your pot of money is what you have to actually do the job in the classroom. So I'm being a little bit simplistic about it, but that's essentially why there is an issue. So as I say, it's too many schools with too few pupils in each of them. If you have a system which is the right number of schools, which are all full or reasonably full, then they are able to operate properly. They're designed to operate as full schools. They're not designed to operate half empty.
Okay, look, thanks for coming in and explaining that. And I say, you were booked in to do a whole hour of stuff. And I say, we're limited to what we can and can't say. All of my questions are
probably the other hour of stuff people want to hear, but we just can't talk air at the moment.
Exactly. And I don't want people to think that we're ducking the issue. And equally, if there is other people that with the other side and have got a different view on it, more than happy to chat with them. But obviously, we can't do that until after May the 1st. Mm.
We need to talk it, but after that point, once we're out of the election period, once we're moving towards this new committee system, once we're getting what will be a new children's committee together to pick up this issue, we need to talk about it. Everyone needs to understand and appreciate the problem and actually appreciate that we need a whole island solution to it.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
And that's a conversation, a lot of conversations and discussions have to take place at the right time.
Well, I say, I've only got questions now that are political. And, you know, I'll ask you off air and see what you think.